Hey, this is Mike Moo from Mike Moo Online, Mike Moo Gadget Review. Right now, we're going to listen to the Bose Solo TV sound system. This was released, a couple months ago from this recording. I've only played around with it real briefly just to see what the hype is about. If you're a Bose fan, you pretty much kind of know what you're getting into. And if you're not a Bose fan, well, this may or may not make you a Bose fan. But anyway, the Bose Solo sound system is supposed to compete against the soundbars that are out there and available, and this is the anti-soundbar. It actually looks fairly nice, and your TV is designed to rest on top of it. Maximum 40-pound limit, so if you have a gigantic, heavy plasma TV, you don't expect to put this on there. But you don't have to put it on top of TV. You can keep this nice, slim system in the cabinets down below, as long as you don't cover the infrared slots. Really nice, simple design. Has a four-button remote control with power, volume, up, down, and mute. Very easy to set up. A five-year-old can do it, is what I usually say. You just basically have to plug in an audio cable and power cable and plug it on. Okay, so we're going to listen to a couple of samples from the Apple Music Store. And here we go. This is a bit from Tuco. Okay, so I want to say that from the sound that I've been hearing, this is definitely a huge boost over most flat-screen TVs. Most flat-screen TVs, you just cannot hear the mid-vocal range very well, and this really brings it out fairly nice, crisp, and clear. Actually, it does a pretty good job of that. What you'll find that it's actually missing is a lot of the deep bass, and that's because it does not have a built-in subwoofer. It has two backfiring bass tubes heading out back, and of course the unit's actually really slim compact. So here's the next song.
I've been drinking.
Okay, I don't like that one. It's Beyonce. I'm gonna skip that one.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line, and my face is flashing signs, seek it out.
So if you can't tell, it actually sounds pretty crisp and clear. It's really not mind-blowing sound. You're definitely going to get a better sound coming out from a 2.1 system. By that, I mean standard two stereo speakers and one sub. And for the price, there are definitely better options. Still, what's great about the Bose is it's nice and simple, it's clean, it looks nice, it doesn't invade your space if you don't want a full-on home theater system, and you just want to improve the sound of your TV. This actually makes a great choice. You can actually program the Bose infrared remote into other third-party universal remotes, and maybe your cable TV remote, so you only have to use one remote to function the volume up, down, and mute. At the $400 price point, I'm not quite so sure I can give this a highly recommend. Bose products tend to be a little bit overpriced over the competition, but some say you do get what you pay for. So hopefully, if you find a good deal out there for the Bose Solo, go ahead and check it out. You won't be disappointed if you just want to improve the quality of the sound coming from your nice TV system. All right, thanks for listening, and I will catch you in the next cast, audio cast.